că n-am tot ei bine. We lived during these days a couple of Lord's feasts. Some of them are consequent, and some of them are coming during this period, the 40 days after Christmas, after the birth of God, but not consequent. Ha'ul, I will test you. It's a test for you now. What are the consequent feasts between the birth of God and the presentation of God into the temple when he was 40 days old? What is the first feast? العيد اللي بعد عيد الميلاد على طول بالضبط بالايام. محدش يعرف؟ يس. Today. Today. The vespers of today is the circumcision. Circumcision happened exactly 8 days after the birth of God. What else? Yes, sure. Okay.
The sin offering.
No, the presentation of the Lord when he was 40 days. These are the consequent three feasts, exactly 8 days after birth, and then 40 days until he was presented to the temple according to the laws of Moses. But during these days, we have another occasions, another feasts. Number one, number one is the martyrdom of the 144,000 children in Bethlehem. When Herod was waiting for the wise men to come back to him, informing him about the place of Jesus Christ, who was born around 2 years before that time, and the star led them from Herod's palace to the place where the Jesus, the child with the Holy Family was, they presented him the three gifts, and then they had a dream from the Lord not to come back to Herod, but to go to their places, to Persia, in Iran, home, Persia. And they went back. Then Herod was enraged, was very angry, and because he was intending to kill Jesus, when they didn't come back to him, he killed all the boys from 2 years old and less, and including them was St. John the Baptist, who was in flesh elder than Jesus Christ 6 months, and Jesus Christ around 1 year and a half or so. And these children were martyred on one day. And then another feast you mentioned, which is epiphany. The epiphany happened when Jesus Christ was 30 years old. He went to John the Baptist to be baptized in the Jordan River. During this period also, we celebrate the first miracle the Lord performed, which is in October 13th, two days after the Epiphany, which is the Cana of Galilee miracle, when our Lord Jesus Christ changed the water into genuine wine according to his God divinity, his will, divine will. Just asked the servants to fill the vessels. We saw the vessels in the Holy Land 7 years ago when we visited the Holy Land. They showed us the Agram, the big vessels, 6 big vessels. He asked them to fill them with water, and then he asked them to give the people. If they gave the people by his divine power, he changed the wine, the water into genuine wine. Tonight, God willing, I want to speak to you. I hope to have it in half an hour. About the baptism. What is the importance of the baptism? The importance of the baptism came on the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3 and verse 5. Nicodemus was one of the members of Sanhedrin, the council of the Jews, and he went at night and he discussed with our Lord Jesus Christ about the salvation. Then please we'll start كده على طول واحد واحد كل واحد يا ربع. Please, you start. Verse 5.
Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
Yes. Go ahead.
"That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again."
Next.
"The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit."
Thank you. So, Nicodemus was speaking with him about the salvation and how to enter the kingdom of heaven. But the Lord said clearly, unless one is born of water and Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the mandatory of the baptism. And the baptism, as the Lord said, is the new birth from water and Spirit. Does it differ from the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, or it doesn't? What is the answer? No. What is the difference between the baptism that our Lord was saying to Nicodemus in this verse and the baptism that the Lord accepted on the hands of John the Baptist in the Jordan River? What is the difference? Was it the same? Wasn't the same? Yes, I said it wasn't the same. What is the difference? Yeah. اللي تقول الدهات الميكروفون علشان اسمع عشان انا مالي.
Saint John the Baptist, his baptism was a baptism of repentance. So, like, to prepare everyone for the coming of Christ. But
very good.
Christ's baptism was baptism of spirit and truth. So you receive the Holy Spirit when you're baptized with Christ.
Yes. The new birth from above through water and spirit. Next question. Did our Lord Jesus Christ need to be baptized? If it is the repentance baptism, as you said, our Lord Jesus Christ accepted the baptism in the Jordan River by the hands of John the Baptist, and he said that it was baptism of repentance. Had our Lord Jesus Christ any need to be baptized if he is without sin? ايه ده؟ انتوا بتدرسوا ايه؟ ده انا همسك الخدام بتوعكم بقى ويعني اعمل فيهم واسوي. امسكهم واسوي سواء اللي من قدوه ولا اللي جايين يدرسوا عندنا.
He did not need to be baptized.
Why was he baptized then? Simply, our Lord Jesus Christ did not need anything to perform according to the law of Moses, because he was without sin. He was sinless. However, he replied John, when John refused to baptize him and said to him, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me to be baptized, he said, permit now, we have two perfect every righteousness. Everything the Lord did on earth in flesh was not because he needed it, but because he wanted to give a perfect image to the Father about the man. And that's why our Lord from the beginning accepted to be incarnate, accepted the nativity, accepted to be born. But because he was born from not a man and a woman like any normal birth, so he did not inherit the original sin. He was born through the Spirit and Mother of God. The angel said to Saint Mary, the Holy Spirit dwells in you and the power of the heights overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy who will be born from you will be called the Son of God. So, our Lord Jesus Christ was born sinless, and he was the only one in the whole world before and after him and until the end of the world who was born without sin. But although he was born without sin, he accepted to perform the law of Moses and all the laws like the circumcision, which started from Abraham, as I explained during the short talk in the Vespers. So he wanted to perfect everything in himself. That's why he accepted the baptism on the hands of St. John the Baptist. What happened when he went to the baptism on the Jordan River on the hands of John the Baptist? You want to answer?
The Holy Trinity has been displayed.
What happened?
The Holy Trinity has been displayed.
No. You don't say what happened. I need to say the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ was opposite to the baptism of the whole people. people who came to John the Baptist. How? I'll explain. She said that the baptism of John the Baptist was the repentance baptism. And the Lord did not need to repent because he was sinless. As if the people were burying their sins in the river. And then at last, our Lord Jesus Christ stood at the end and then came to the Jordan River, not to put his sins or to leave or to wash his sins in the river, but on the contrary, to carry the sins of the all repentant who were baptized on the hands of John the Baptist. That's why the next day, St. John the Baptist saw him and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of Man who carries the sins of the whole world." That's why, as you are going to say, that's why the Holy Spirit witnessed clearly that our Lord Jesus Christ did not need to be baptized, but he baptized to announce that he is the Lamb who accepted to carry the whole sins of the whole world from Adam to the end. And that's why he accepted the baptism, simply. That's why the sound of the Father came from above saying, "Yeah, this is my beloved Son on whom I have pleased. Listen to him." You understand now why our Lord Jesus Christ insisted to be baptized in the river Jordan? To announce that from this moment he accepted the work of salvation. And this is the first thing our Lord Jesus Christ did 6 months after the beginning of the service of John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist started his mission when he was 30 years old. The Lord Jesus Christ was born 6 months after Jesus Christ. So the period of the service of St. John the Baptist were only 6 months. And then ended when our Lord Jesus Christ came and was baptized on his hands. You understand now? So the importance of the baptism is said by our Lord Jesus Christ very clearly. And that's why in St. Mark 16:16, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "He who believes and be baptized will be saved." This is what he said to his disciples just before he ascended into the heavens. Another reference in Matthew 28, let us go to it quickly, just before the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, but in details. 28:19, Lalit Dor. She knew them.
"Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."
Thank you. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations." How? By teaching, by preaching. By teaching and preaching. And then baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then, if the baptism is not important for our salvation, why did our Lord Jesus Christ ask them now to teach and to baptize? And baptized in the Holy Trinity name, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Then this is the will of God. This is the order of God. And this is the importance of the baptism. another reference to conclude the first part about the importance of the baptism in the epistle of St. Paul to his disciple Titus. Chapter 3, Lalidur. Number 4.
But when the kindness of the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. So it's very important now that the mandatory of the baptism to be saved. That's why we cannot give the Holy, not only the Holy, but any other sacrament. We cannot give the Holy Communion to anyone who is not, unless he is baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is number one. Number two, the practicing of the baptism, how it was. When the Holy Spirit came upon the church 50 days after the resurrection and 10 days after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon the church in the Upper Egypt, and we saw the Upper Egypt. We saw the upper room, and it was called Al-Uliyya, the upper room. It was the house of St. Mark the Evangelist. We saw it when we entered the Holy Land a couple of years ago. In this room, the Holy Spirit came upon the church. They were 120, around 120 people, including the disciples, 12 disciples, 70 apostles, and some other ladies, women, including St. Mary, the Mother of God. When it came upon them, they were speaking in different tongues and were praising. The people thought that they were mad or drunk. And then St. Peter went, stood and gave a talk. And this talk is written in Acts of Apostles, chapter 2. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, St. Peter gave impressive talk about the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension, and the coming of the Holy Spirit down to the church. And then it was said, the people, when they heard that, they were taken in heart, cut in heart. نُخِسُوا فِي قُلُوبِ, cut in heart. And then, as you say, please read, 37.
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent, and let everyone of you
please say again.
Repent.
Number one.
Let every one of you be baptized in the name
number
of Jesus
two.
Christ. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Number three. Again, listen. Listen what he read. Repent is the sacrament of repentance and confession. Be baptized is the sacrament of baptism. and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the sacrament of confirmation, the Christ, Al-Mayru. So from day one, the church practiced the sacraments. From day one, from the first moment. From the first moment. Now, if you read, what else? Yani, Kamil, Karit, Chaisera, Lebat. البنات بيكسفوا ولا ايه؟ مفيش مانع انكم تقروا، احنا مش بنعمل قداس. لو احنا بنعمل قداس مش هنقول البنات تقرا الرسائل. لكن لو احنا في اجتماع اولاد وبنات زي بعض. But anyhow, cross. Read the mark.
And with many other words he testified, exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
Look, 3,000 people. Imagine, on one day, how come? If the baptism is not important, if the baptism is not essentially or mandatory for the salvation, what is the need that the apostles baptized 3,000 people on one day? It was enough for them to go, okay, you are now believers, you are saved. We cannot say that. Without baptism, there is no hope. Without baptism, there is no salvation. Without baptism, there is no membership in the church. Without baptism, there is no addition to the true vine as a branches. We are all branches in the true vine of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the branch here is to make a hole in the vine, the tree, which is the true vine, and put yourself as a member. And this is the baptism. Immersion in the Lord. We come to it later. Now, from the very beginning, the baptism was known and practiced. Come on, later on in the same chapter in Acts of Apostles number 2, you will find that the church was practicing the holy liturgy also, the holy liturgy. But it is not our talk today. Later on, I may speak to you about the other sacraments. Let us concentrate on the baptism. Who else was baptized? The Ethiopian eunuch was baptized by Philip in Acts of Apostles, chapter 8, Acts of Apostles, 36. What happened? This man was in his chariot coming from Ethiopia to here and to Egypt and was to Jerusalem, and he was reading in the scriptures, and then the Holy Spirit ordered Philip to go and to accompany him. And he approached him and said, do you understand what you say? What you read? He said, I don't understand. How can I understand if I don't find someone to explain to me? Then Philip started to explain to him. So what happened to that? Meaning Lalidor 35, 34.
So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does this prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning as the scripture preached Jesus to him.
Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?"
Yes.
Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God."
Thank you. Thank you. They were in that way. And then this man said to him, to Philip, "What prevents me from being baptized?" Unless Philip explained to him the mandatory of the baptism, it was not important for him to be baptized. Yes? Yes. Another example. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 16. Chapter 16, St. Paul and Sila were imprisoned, and then the Lord opened the doors of the prison, and then the guard of the prison was going to kill himself, and then St. Paul shouted at him and said, "Don't harm yourself, we are all in, no one escaped." And then he entered, and he found St. Paul, Sila, and all the other prisoners who were listening to the praises of St. Paul and Sila, who were prisoners in a very bad place. And then what happened? After St. Paul preached the guard of the prison, read 32.
And they spoke the word of God to him and all who were in his house.
Yes, continue.
And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
There is no faith without baptism. It was clear. From the Acts of Apostles now, it was clear. There is no salvation without baptism. It happened, for your information also, but for your time, I want to summarize the time as much as I can. Cornelius was one of the Gentiles. Also, when St. Peter went to him, you read it in Acts of Apostles chapter 10, you will find that while St. Peter was preaching them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. So the confirmation, and this was the only case that happened, that the Holy Chrism, the confirmation, preceded the baptism. Listen, please. Who else عنده اللي عليه الدور يتفضل.
Now, while Peter.
Just a second. Just a second.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every national, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all." That word, you know, which was proclaimed throughout all of Jesus.
44.
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who had the word, who heard the word.
Yes.
And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
For they heard
them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered,
the same thing. Listen. The same thing which happened on the Pentecost happened with the Gentiles here for the first time. But the difference was that the confirmation came first on them, and they started to speak in tongues as the disciples did in the Pentecostal day. And then what St. Peter said, 47, please.
Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days.
Thank you very much. As I said, this is the first time that the confirmation preceded the baptism, but both of them are mandatory. But because the Lord wanted to comfort and to encourage St. Peter that he was going to the Gentiles for the first time to preach the gospel to them, he permitted the Holy Spirit to come upon the Gentiles before St. Peter said, let us baptize them. And the question here, if they were confirmed with the Holy Spirit, what is the reason of the baptism, the mandatory, the order of our Lord Jesus Christ? Now the last part is we want to explain the baptism theologically. What is the baptism theologically? What happens when we are baptized? You remember? No one of you remember, but they told you. Because you were very, very young, very days, only days. But what happened that our Lord Jesus Christ, to perform the salvation, he accepted to die on the cross. Number one. So the Lord, to perform the salvation of the whole world, he accepted to die on the cross. So the salvation started with death, right? That's why, as the salvation started with death on the cross, we also start the salvation with death in the baptism. Why? Because the Lord said in his instruction to Nicodemus that we have to be baptized through water and spirit, and this baptism is resembling the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection from the tomb on the third day. That's why it starts with the death. Unless we die with him, we cannot live with him. So, 3 points. First, we die with him. Second, we continue our death during our life on earth, and then conclude the death by leaving this world and going to heaven. So it starts with death, continues with death, and concludes also with death. Let us take some verses, just Romans 6. I give references. Why did I use the references in my speech to you today? Because the Bible is the source of our faith. We are biblical church. We are biblical church. We don't depend on our own faith or our mind or our heart. Yes, we have our sacraments. And these sacraments are all taken from the Bible. As a biblical, orthodox church, we rely and depend and you come back to the Bible. Number 3 in chapter 6 from the Epistle of the Romans. What did it say? Who else? Father.
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Thank you. Verse 4 says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death. So the burial of the body into the water 3 times resembles the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ in the tomb 3 days. And the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the tomb on the 3rd day is resembled by our, when Abuna takes out of the water after the 3rd immerse, when he said, I baptize you in the Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he brings us out of the water as if we are buried with him, and then we are resurrected with our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the meaning of the baptism. That's why the salvation in our life starts with the baptism. With the baptism, we are buried and we are resurrected. The second part of the death, I said, begins with the death and continues with the death. With the death. How? Also, we have a reference. What is the reference? The reference is very important, and this is the most important point in my speech tonight with you. How do we live on earth in the concept of the dead body? Say dead body. Dead with our works. Dead with the lusts of the body. Dead with the desires that the body insists to, ignoring the beginning of our faith when we were baptized and we resurrected from the dead. That's why Jesus Christ, that's why St. Paul in the same chapter 6, 16, chapter 6, 11 and 12, please read.
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
Thank you. The conclusion here is, yes, we started with death in the baptism, but we need to live the concept of the death for Christ, but not the death of our body, but the death of the bad desires of our body. That's why we need, as Christians, to keep the power of the resurrection, the power of the baptism, the blessing of the baptism, the effect of the baptism. If I am Christian, if I was baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, if I was buried and resurrected with him, so I have to live in the same concept in my life. As Bishoy read, in 11, likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed. Dead يعني إيه؟ يعني حملت نفسي انتحر يعني؟ No. Dead here means to put to death my bad desires, which insists to me to make impure stuff, to leave my senses open to every bad scene, to leave my legs go to everywhere, to leave my heart to have bad desires or emotions contradicts with myself as a dead with Christ and resurrected with Christ. That's why the children of Jesus Christ who were baptized are pure, are innocent, are chaste, are different. In a way, you, all of you, are different. You are not like the people outside. You were baptized. You died with Jesus Christ and resurrect with Jesus Christ and live your life on earth with Jesus Christ. Have the concept of killing the bad desires in you. And if in case there is some weaknesses, there is some things يعني happens كده unintentionally, we have the door of repentance open to us. We have the way that we come back through the confession and correct our life and come back to the same concept to live in the Lord Jesus Christ, killing the desires of my body. And at last, the conclusion is the salvation that I live on earth come to an end when the Lord asks me to leave the world and go to him. Then I will die. My body will die. But my spirit, who accompanied my body in my struggling during my life on earth, will help me. Give me great credit that my spirit will be in the paradise of joy forever until the Lord comes and takes me with the same body that lived on earth, struggling against the sin, with the same spirit which is in the paradise of joy, and take me into the kingdom of heaven to have the glorious body, same that the Lord Jesus Christ resurrected with. Ehna, all of us will take the same body that the Lord resurrected from the death on the third day. When he comes on the last day and take all the generations who believed in him, either on earth or in the paradise of joy, and open the kingdom of heaven, the اللي بنسميها الأمجاد السماوية, Kingdom of Heavens, Everlasting Life, to be together, but not spirits only, not bodies only, but glorified bodies. The same your body, this body that you are struggling now for your purity and struggling against the sin, this body will inherit the kingdom of heaven with the spirit. Yani after inshallah, God willing, your benedict long, the spirit which will be in the paradise will join the same body that lived in the obedience of God and felt the presence of God in their lives to live forever in the glorified body. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Do you have any question? Sorry, I took 10 minutes more than I intended. But do you have any question? Baptism is the very important gift given to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. But be sure that without the baptism, there is no everlasting life. Without the baptism, you cannot receive the Holy Communion. Without baptism, you cannot live in Christ or let Christ live in you. Now,
a lot of people ask me for children, why do they need to get baptized if they have no sin? What is the orthodox understanding of this?
Because the baptism is not to forgive your sins. No. The baptism for the children is to let them be a members of Christ, a members of the church. And we cannot prevent the children from taking this gift. This gift that does not depend on my faith first. No. It was in the Old Testament that the people who repented went to the baptism of repentance. But in the new generation, in the New Testament, after the salvation of Christ, we cannot prevent the children from the gift of being born again from the water and the spirit, although they don't believe. But what we do with them, we teach them. It's like, I give you an example. If I am a rich, I'm not that rich, but I am not this poor. If I have a child, and then, because I love him very much, I put in his name an account with $1 million. Does he know that he is very rich and in his account there is $1 million? He doesn't know. What I teach him during his growth, during his life, listen, you have in your account $1 million. Keep them. Don't waste them. Don't spend them in a bad way, because you are very rich. Very rich. You cannot at any time spend them. It's the same way. That's why we, all the apostolic church, not only the Catholic church, all the apostolic church, give the baptism to the child from the moment, ala fikra, it happened to me 20 years ago, 25 years ago. There was a family and they had a child, and this child was born with a difficulty in his head. He was in the cubit. He was in the cubit. And then it was Friday, and it was about 6 o'clock. And then the mother called me and said, my child is dying. Come and baptize him. He was a few hours. And I was already, when I ate. So I need to be fasting in now. I don't want him to die without baptism. I was And then I started to pray the liturgy of baptism slowly but surely. And around me they said, rush, rush, hurry. And he was in the cubit. And then after I finished the liturgy of baptism and poured the Holy Chrism, I opened the cubit and put my hands and baptized him. طبعاً ما فيش immersion ولا حاجة. Tubes till he was dying. He was dying. And then I said to her, okay, be calm now. He is baptized. And I anointed him also with the Holy Chrism, everything, full baptism. It was Friday. Saturday, I received a call at 8 o'clock. Who? Fulano. Oddok. It was me. He said, don't want to come to see your child whom you baptized yesterday. I said, what? She said, few minutes after the baptism, the child became completely healed. Nothing was healed. This man, I say man because it is now 23 years ago old, and he's an engineer now. He's very successful, and he is a very good man. The baptism is very important. This happened with me here. And in Germany happened something very similar to. But I want to say, we cannot prevent the baptism from the children because it is a new birth from above through water and spirit. It doesn't depend on the same faith of the, unless he is adult. If واحد من داعش مثلا or واحد terrorist converted into Christianity and want to baptize, I have to make sure that he is having enough faith to baptize him. But if the child, no, we cannot prevent him from baptizing. We cannot. Now.
Sir, can I ask one more question about that?
Yeah.
So the child that dies that isn't baptized, what happens to them?
Sir?
For an infant who dies without baptism, what happens to their soul?
This question is appointed to his creator. I don't know. I don't interfere the work of God. I don't. But I have a verse. As you said, it was the first verse that we said about the mandatory of the baptism from Jesus Christ to Nicodemus. Confirmation of the Holy Chrism, Al-Mayrun, when we anoint the body with 36 crosses from his head to his toes. All the joints of his body, and the Holy Chrism was taken 20 centuries ago from the perfumes and the oils that the Miriams went to the tomb to put on the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. But they found him resurrected already. So the church took this chrism, this oil, and prayed on them special prayers. And whenever it comes to finish, they repeat the blessing of the Mayrun. So the Mayrun is a special oil. Special oil, we cross the body after the baptism. The baptism is a sacrament, and the confirmation is the sacrament, the sacrament. It is the dwelling of the Holy Spirit permanently in the body by crossing him 36 cross. Now, 36, on the, all the joints, they found all the joints here. Here, six here, and four in the senses, and the heart, and the back, and the legs, everything, and the senses, When you count them, you find them 32. Yeah, yeah. Tama. Tama. Thank you for listening. Thank you for questions. I hope that it was not heavy for you. But is it? It's an essential thing you have to know. Very essential. Soon, inshallah, every one of you, and some of you already, will be forming a families. And you need to know the fatherhood and the motherhood also, and your duty towards your children and the importance of their baptism. Okay? Thank you for listening. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the world. Christ Jesus, our Lord, is thy name. Before you leave, I forgot to tell you that what I said about 25 years ago, 4 years ago it happened to a twin. Twin named Babies. And they are still alive and very good and healthy. Love of God the Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen. Go in peace, and peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Be sure you want to say to us.
Hi, guys. Welcome back, everyone, to the new year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy blessed circumcision feast and theophany. So just before we go, just some announcements. Number one, there's going to be food downstairs, so go get some food after we finish here. After that, we have the gym open now. So for those who haven't got a chance to play in the gym yet, the gym will be open. We have soccer nets set up. There's some basketballs as well. So after that, we'll go to the gym and have some fun. There's also a lounge up third floor of the building. So if you guys want to hang out there, feel free to do so. And right before you guys all leave, you know, before you guys got all excited for food, we want to take a quick picture here with Abuna Shenouda in the front. So if all you can come really quickly to the front and form a line, or all together here on the floor in here, so we can take a quick picture for the new year. All right. Thanks, guys.
When about Dubai, look, happy new year and successful one and fruitful one. God bless you all.
Guys, the faster we do this, the faster you get food. So everyone come in the middle here beside Abuna so we can take a picture.